Hey, and welcome back to another 20 Minutes with Chad, since Chad decided to show up and talk.
Oh, so yeah, Chad, funky butt lovers.
We have an election, what, in 12 days in your fine country?
Oh, yes. Yes.
I mean, I just have a question that Chad posed himself.
Trump
was making statements about Haitians eating cats. Was he talking about Haitian lesbians, right? I'm asking for Katrine Jean Perret.
Who is that? She's the press secretary of the United States, so at the White House. So whenever Biden or someone has something to say, she goes in there, and she's a Haitian American and a lesbian. So I was like, that's why I'm asking. Like, when they're like, Haitians are eating the cat. So I'm like, wait, is he talking about Haitian immigrants or Haitian lesbians? Just asking.
So, you know this for a fact, she's come out as a Haitian lesbian?
She's Haitian one. She's Haitian American. And she is a lesbian. Well-known lesbian, yes.
Okay, I have to trust her. I don't know.
You don't have to fact check me. I'm not fact checking.
I'm literally asking a question.
Don't Anderson Cooper me.
Do you watch any of those people, Chad?
I do because I use it because I like trolling idiots on freaking social media because everyone's up Kamala Harris's ass, tongue first, and she's the most vague, unspecific person in the world. She is ignorant, arrogant, and just a complete dumbass. For example, I watched her CNN town hall. I was live tweeting it last night. So if I disappear, it's probably her, okay? And the lady who claims to be African American when she's not.
Let's stop you for a second. You were, according to chat, was live tweeting through the Harris Town Hall last night.
That is correct.
So if I end up missing the lady who identifies as African American, because she's totally not Jamaican American and totally hates church chicken, decide to send the military after me.
Exactly.
Are you worried about these comments you post?
I really don't care, man. I'm almost 40. I'm like, I lived a good life. Like, let's rock and roll. Let's kick the shit house down, light it on fire kind of thing. Because I get so tired of people doing this whole being politically correct and progressive and blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm very a progressive person. A lot of people don't understand. I am a social libertarian, but I'm a registered Green Party member. We're very into Green Party stuff. There's certain things I disagree with the Green Party. I'm like literally a cross between the Green Party and libertarian, but the libertarian's more like in the guns and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, guns are cool, whatever. I know how to use guns. Like, I know guns, safety, all that shit. But that's like, I'm not a nut about that. But like, I was watching the CNN town hall. And first of all, I'm going to say I didn't vote for Trump or Harris. I already did my election. I voted for Jill Stein. Like, my conscience is clear. I don't care what people say. But it's just certain things that she said at the CNN town hall. Like, Trump, he's a narcissist. He's a bullshit artist. Like, people already know this for a fact. So, and she was vice president for almost 4 years. And like, talk about your policies. Well, in this town hall, she was talking about price gouging, which is really big because like a lot of stores price gouge because a lot of stores are owned by corporations and blah, 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 blah. Well, a lot of people like her wonder, this is a word for word thing that's cracked me up. She's like, for price gouging, I'm going after all the all the corporations, but I'm going to use the help of the private sector. The private sector is corporations. So I'm like, wait. So you're going to go after all the corporations to pay their fair share of taxes with the help of the private sector? And I'm like, that's the same thing, numbnuts. I'm like, okay. And there was another thing. What was it? It's just like every question that she didn't like, it was getting fact checked by Anderson Cooper. She would she'll deflect it to calling Trump a fascist, a democracy threat, blah, 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 blah type thing. And I'm just like, because she want to answer the fucking questions because she has no specific policies. For example, here's another good one that just really like tickle my booty hole, where she goes, with my tax cuts, 100 million people in the US are gonna get tax cuts. And I'm like, I'm no math genius, but in the United States, we have 330 plus million people. And out of all those people, how many are those billionaires and millionaires? Not a lot. So you're telling me only 100 million people out of 330 people is going to get a tax cut. So I was just like, wow, okay, my math is not adding up here. But yeah, no, it was just like I just start laughing. Then she would get attitude when Anderson Cooper tried to like talk her up, like fact checks, like, oh, you said this, and this. And she's like, oh, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. That's like her response all the time. Let's see, what else was it? She's like, God, what else she said that was really ridiculous? Like, I was just sitting there, like, I'm probably gonna get burned to death. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. But yeah, it's just like, it was just like talking about certain things, right? It's just like, woof. And she claims to be so anti-corporation. And a lot of people forget this. When she was debating Trump, which was the shittiest fucking thing, Trump just, the debate was pointless. But she basically made a statement that, oh, but Goldman Sachs supports me and says that my economy plan, da 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 da. Goldman Sachs is one of the biggest fucking corporations that pay all these corporations ripping people off. They don't pay their fair share of taxes. So I just kind of sit down. I was just like, oh my God. And she goes all back at the whole abortion thing and da 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 da. Like, one of the things, like, she always goes back to Roe versus Wade. Yes, Roe versus Wade was reversed because it was a court thing. It wasn't a Congress thing. It was court. So there's no legal standing in it. If they really want like an abortion ban or abortion like thing, Congress is supposed to come up with it. They could do it. Or, like they say, get an executive order, make it a temporary thing, and then get Congress to make something. So it's just like it's just ridiculous where I'm just like I was sitting there like she would use like this thing called a word salad and basically say like double meanings and stuff. And I just sit there and I'm like, woof. And I was going in and basically promoting Jill Stein and it was like, oh, every vote for Jill Stein is for a Trump vote. I'm like, Trump is a threat to democracy, blah blah blah. I'm like, no, he's not. He's a fucking dumbass. He's our Like they're like using all those things where it's just like, yeah, you got Trump got his people, Harris got their people. I think Harris is worse than Trump, but I didn't vote for Trump. Jill Stein, I'll go all the way. So that's how I look at it, where people are looking at me like, that's crazy. That's crazy. So hopefully, I wonder if Canada has any issues like that. Did Canada have any issues like that with Justin Fuckboy Trudeau? I mean, oh, sorry. I love Justin Trudeau if he's listening. Thank you for coming on.
No, we have different issues, but no, ours are a little bit different.
All the Canadian officials like, we're not shit talking you. If you want to come on 20 minutes with Chad and be interviewed, definitely. We love Canadians. Well, you're Canadian, but I love
Justin
Canadians.
Trudeau coming on my show, your show? Not
Shoot,
me.
never know. I never know.
You're
Because
out
I
of
didn't.
room yourself. I'm out. I'm
I'm like,
out.
I'm like, I'm like, I'm like, bro, I performed in blackface once. We're cool. We're cool. We gotta. Twice?
Twice.
Oh, wow.
Twice.
Wow.
He didn't
Oh.
learn the first time.
Woo. He sounds like a buddy of mine.
Was more like brown face, he would say, because he was Aladdin.
True, true. I mean, well, they call him sand.
Okay, since we're getting into this, my local, well, he's my MP now, but at the time he was running. And I ran into him and I said, hey, and he goes, hey, thank you for delivering the mail, blah, blah, kissing my ass, whatever. And I said, yeah, how do you feel about the Justin Trudeau blackface? the face
Yeah,
makeup
I know,
thing.
I know,
He's like,
yeah.
well, that's okay because there was an NDP guy that did it years ago. And I'm like, okay, but the NDT guy isn't my prime minister. Like, just saying, buddy, like you're
See, and
comparing
also,
some guy I've never heard of to the guy in charge of my country. I
no,
have a problem.
it's kind of weird because, like, I feel like one of those people. Because someone asked me the other day because they did listen to my podcast and they asked me,
Uh-oh.
they're like, "Do I worry about being like, do I get offended? Do I care to be canceled? Blah 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 blah." And I'm like, "No, because I'm not a pussy. I'm like, I."
Who's gonna cancel us?
And
I don't
I don't even care
care.
if they do. Like, there's no way to cancel anyway. Like, what, assassinate me? Like, your attempt at Trump or something? I'm
What
sitting
are they
there.
gonna
I'm
not
like,
listen to us? I couldn't care
yeah. I'm
less.
like, I
Whatever.
we do. We have people listen. Like, there's a few hundred people that do listen, but it's just I really don't care. Like, of course, we don't have any sponsors or anything. If any sponsors want to be, sponsor this program, we would do everything. Come on, Blue Chew. I know you want us to sponsor us.
No, Chad needs Blue Chew, so let's do it.
Yeah, Chad does need Blue Chew. And also some kind of Bengay every morning because almost 40 hurts like a motherfucker.
Very true.
Dude, seriously, I was sitting there like looking. I was just like, I rolled out of bed the other day and I was like, oh, I tweaked my back. And I was just like, I went to work already pissed off. Like, oh, and they're like, what's wrong? My back is killing me. I slept funny. Because like when I'm on antibiotics, I've been dreaming like super crazy because I had like strong antibiotics and it's still coming out of my system. Still trying to fight this ear infection and all that bun jazz. But I'm sitting there, I'm like tweak my neck the wrong way, eat a Blizzard, and be like, oh, it's just bad. Old age sucks. But no, but so they're like saying how, oh, do you feel? It's like, no, like it's so stupid. Yes, words and actions have consequences, but it's just like I'm like a dick, but a non-threatening dick, maybe an asshole. I'm just because I talk a lot of shit, so it's
Yeah.
just like diarrhea of the mouth. I'm like that. I just don't give a crap. I'm like whatever. I'm a comedian. It's just like. There's a difference between being a comedian and just being a fucking dick. And I'm a comedian. I'm non-threatening. I'm not going out pushing 6 million people in a happy camp or something and baking pizzas. I'm just like, whoosh, I have a German last name, but that doesn't mean I'm German. But it's just like people just have, they always want to do things where it's like, for example, I have a coworker. He's black. Well, a lot of people don't understand. Like, I filter myself at work to a point where, but I grew up in Sassoon in a very diverse neighborhood, grew up with a lot of black friends, a lot of Mexican friends. I talk a lot of street slang. I watch what I say because they don't know me and everybody wonder, like, Chad say this or Chad say that. And like, he came to work one day. He's this 21-year-old black kid and he goes, "Sup, my nigga?" And I'm like, whoa, I'm laughing because I know. Like he said, not me. I was like, oh. And this one black kid, he was like, oh my God, you call him the N-word. And he's like, he got embarrassed, but he's like, oh, Chad's cool. He's one of us. I was like, I'm like, all right, okay, cool. I'm like, whatever. And it's a GGA, not the ER, which is that's the bad one. So it's just like I sit there and I laugh where people that sit there and it's just like words are words unless it's like really doing something bad. And people, I just like, I don't care. Like, I really don't. Where it's like, let's see, I'm watching football at the same time and I'm like, go Vikings. And so I don't know. I have a very different view of the world. And it's just like, what was it? The younger generation, they're screwed. They're idiots. It's really bad here. Where one coworker, he's 19, he goes, Hey, Chad, do you say the F word? I'm like, fuck? No, the other F word. I'm thinking, what a fag? I was like, dude. It's like he was like traumatized. And I was like, bro, it's a fucking word. Each words have different meanings. I was just like, I don't go around saying that shit where I'm just like, I just start cracking up where I'm just like, I know words. I know synonyms. I know definitions with the, like, I'm a snob nerd enough where I know that shit. Where someone comes in and goes like, well, this word, and I'm like, well, this word means this word. And it's just like, where where you think the origin of the word comes from. So that's the writer side of me, where I'm just like, I like trolling people, I like being a contrarian, I like being a devil's advocate, where it's just like, I just like getting a rise out of people. People are just like too soft nowadays, where it's just like, but this and that and da 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 da, and I'm like, no. It's like, it's no skin on my back. I'm like, what are you guys gonna do? Like, pinch my nipples? I'm like, what? I'm just like, it just, I just don't care. that's pretty much my rant for that. So,
Goodbye, Chad.
chattels out.